Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Thursday. It's noon Eastern Time, 11 a.m. on the Central Side, and we are here with Sandra Smith. Sandra is a new guest host on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. But I am always pleased to have her here on her own radio show because we're going to be talking about things that could be really important to you philosophically, financially, especially for your health, because she's a holistic health coach and she's a great overall person with a great philosophy on life in general. So she started, if you will, from listening through previous radio shows, her career again after she moved from the state that she was at to the state that she is now to be closer to family. And the cool thing about that is she says, I want to be able to reinvent myself. So we have somebody with a lot of experience and a lot of things who's reinventing herself with a lot of experience, again, back to the stuff that she was working on as a health coach. And we're here to talk about whatever we want to talk about. But some of the things that I really want to reference is if you are going to kind of live a successful life, you want to work around and be around people that have been there and know this stuff and have kind of been through life, if you will, already, so you can ask them some serious questions so they can make a very big impact on your life. And Sandra could be one of those people. So as you're working with her as a health coach, you still get her with you. So you can ask her questions about just anything you want, probably. She'll be able to help you with a lot of stuff. And I always look forward to the pleasing conversations that we have. And just one thing as we get started, I was just a few minutes before this, you know, we all live regular lives. My daughter's dog is crazy. And she likes to run after people on bicycles or just about anything. And she tore off after a guy on a bike, and I grabbed the retractable cord, which, of course, runs like you're trying to catch a white shark. When you first get it hooked, it goes bzzz. So she completely kind of burnt my hands as I was holding on this cord so this guy doesn't get attacked by some crazy dog. Anyway, so having said all of that stuff, you know, by working with people that deal with health and nutrition all the time, they say aloe is real good. So a long time ago, my daughter bought an aloe plant. I planted it outside. We happen to live in Florida. It grows like crazy. So I am sitting here with a freshly cut stick of aloe, kind of rubbing it on my hand. So when I run, when I go to run the commercial, if I miss it a little bit, it's because my hands are kind of sticky doing this. But I will share with you a natural solution, and there's a point from a little story over here relative to holistic and health, but this little aloe stuff being rubbed on my fingers is literally, because I'm in my backyard, unbelievable. I mean, it doesn't hurt any, I mean, it hurts, but it doesn't hurt as much anymore, and I really get a pretty comfortable feeling that by the end of our half-hour radio show, as a result of me continuously to spread on some of this gooey aloe stuff that's freshly cut, it's actually going to work. So there's a benefit to not necessarily putting any, you know, medication or whatever on it, at least I think. So it's not that bad. But anyway, I just want to mention that because as you're working with health coaches, they can give you all these really cool home remedy solutions that really do work without the need of drugs or anything else like that. So without it making any medical claims. Thanks for being here, Sandra Smith, on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter. I'm chuckling because you nailed it with the aloe. The only thing that I would add to that, I mean, there are a number of old wives' tales and remedies and things, but aloe is at the top of the list, and so is egg albumin. And so you might want to...
Do you know the cost of eggs? What the heck?
you can't crack an egg and rub it on.
Holy teasing. You know the cost of eggs? Holy crap.
You could crack an egg.
That's
true. Rub that
egg.
That's
a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it really is, especially if it's a burn. and whatever kind of burn it is. But you're great. You're doing good. You got your aloe plant. I love them. That's probably where I would have started. Had I had an aloe plant in my yard, I would have gone to the aloe plant before I went to the – I think I would have before I went to the egg, but I might have, not have. So, anyway, I'm glad you're not really under the weather, kind of like I was last week with the weather getting ready to change and the seasonal allergies trying to kick in. Just before we got ready for the show, a couple of hours before, I could tell – this is going to be a really strange day because I sound like a man. I mean, a deep bass man, like my son. Like, I can't talk like this. And that happens every year, and that's okay. So I'm over that for this week and for this moment, which is a very good thing. And it's wonderful how we format these programs, because we can do over or repeat if absolutely necessary. So this week, though, the last time we were together, I talked about, we ended with a point that you made to me about the food pyramid. Do you remember?
I do.
Yeah. And so I looked into the things that you were referencing and the people or person, and, you know, I thought, this is really interesting, but this doesn't make sense to have sugar cereal Lucky Charms on the bottom of the food pyramid or anywhere on the food pyramid. And so, you know, I'm looking into this and digging into, like, where is this coming from? And to not to spend more time than is necessary on that, the fact is that the USDA ditched the food pyramid years ago, ditched it for a plate. It's called a plate. And these things are, you know, very easy to come by in terms of information. What I have found myself, even as a journalist and a print media journalist, writing headlines and writing things that draw people in and attract them, is what we do to make a buck. And so that thing that we saw with the charms on the food pyramid, that, number one, it doesn't work. It won't work for you. And what people have to do is their own due diligence. So, you know, I will direct people to there's a Time Magazine article that they can go and look at, and it's figured with figures and infographics, and it's Dietary Guidelines for Americans. Now, that is at the, yeah, it has its own program. It's Dietary Guidelines for Americans, and you see the current guidelines, and it's really a cool website, because it has lots of infographics. And I, for one, love infographics because they give you the information with the visuals. And for people who like pictures, like I do, when I'm looking at, let's say, nutrient density, and I'm looking at this awesome image that's by food or beverage, I'm impressed with that. When I'm looking at by food or beverage for toddlers, I'm impressed with that. There are lots of things here that are very impressive, calorie comparisons, healthy eating index. So I just want to direct people to places where, and that's what a coach does, and that's what a good coach does. We direct people, we guide people, we coach people to where they can get the information that's going to impact their lives and make their lives and lifestyle, their health, much better. So if we go to dietaryguidelines.gov, that is a great place to explore. So with that, we just debunked the notion of the pyramid with the Lucky Charms, okay? And so the thing that I really want to kind of bring to our listeners' attention today is the fact that, yes, I'm launching this absolutely phenomenal new online coaching business. And I call it an opportunity to learn, to plug in, to experience a person who does have decades of experience in coaching. I've coached for well over 30 years. However, nutritional coaching, wellness coaching, holistic health coaching is something that came to my mind when it came to my table as a necessity. So I started doing this because of the need for myself. 10 years ago, actually, I was just blindsided with a cancer diagnosis, a colon cancer diagnosis out of the blue. I was healthy, healthy lifestyle, healthy eating, all of the above, and had I not included annual wellness checkups as part of my health care, I just can't imagine where I would have ended up, because I had I scheduled a colonoscopy at my age at that time. It's like, this is the time. There are things that you do at certain times in your life, and you look at your genetic history, your background, your family, parents, et cetera. And so with that colonoscopy, it was discovered that I had a stage 1 cancer in my colon. Well, that just, it made me angry. I was so mad. And I didn't know who to be mad at. There was nobody to be angry at. And it's like, I'm doing all of the things that I should be doing. But one thing about the gut, and that's one of the things that I'm going to be doing workshops on, talking about the gut. The gut, and the brain, the immune system, because there could be things brewing, I say, in our bodies for years that we really don't know the significance of, how deleterious, how bad they could be for our bodies. And that was the case with me. And so saying that, I mean, as a child, so I have to go all the way back to childhood and the tummy turbulence that I experienced on an ongoing basis. All the way from birth, you know, my mom told me and explained to me that even when I was born, I couldn't drink regular milk. They had to goat's milk and stuff. And all through my young life, I ate very slowly and, you know, swallowed very slowly. And the long and short of it is that over a lifetime of experiencing, especially gut challenges, constipation, that kind of thing, that can lead to, it really can lead to an early death. And so the thing that drove me to coaching, especially to whole body coaching, holistic coaching, is the fact that we are so ignorant about our own bodies, our own anatomy, our own health. And where we turn to for information, and get this is critical, where you go for your information can make the difference between life or death for you. Our gold standard in our country is what? You go to your doctor, your primary care doctor, who has studied and is brilliant in the field of allopathy. That's traditional medicine, our traditional approach to the science of medicine. And their gold standard protocol is to examine, and you never leave an office, a doctor's office, without a prescription for drugs that's written for something. And when you think about it, it's like, what is this for? What is it going to do in my body? How do you know that? How do you know this will happen? And make sure, to be clear, I would never disparage the allopathic field of medicine, nor doctors, because we need them. Had I not had a proper diagnosis by a doctor, and then 2 years after that, because of my doctor and another annual examination, another cancer was detected in one of my breasts, not related to the first cancer. So, and my bottom line, guys, ladies and gentlemen, people of the world, I am healthy, I am whole, but I have learned how to maintain that. That's what I want to help people do, especially people who have had any kind of experience with dis-ease, or who knows someone who has, to help them realize you can get a grip on this yourself. You can learn how to maintain your health even in the wake of something bad health-wise happening to your body. And why is that? Because we have the healing component built into us. Our bodies are built and designed to heal themselves. You get it like that burn that Peter has, even without the aloe, that is going to heal itself. It's built into your body. The thing is to keep it clean so it doesn't get infected and have to work much, much harder to heal itself, but even then it would heal itself. And so my focus is on helping people to realize that they can take responsibility, full responsibility for their own health. And to that end, you know, I wanted to, there are lots of things I want to talk about over the course of time and that I will, but the thing that I want to just kind of point out today is the concept of self-care and how it may be increasing our stress. And I want you to consider some things in terms of self-care, because the thing is, if I'm taking care of myself, then why would that become a potential problem, or how could that become a potential problem? And I will tell you. But what I want to make sure I point out first is the fact that our bodies are supposed to be thriving well beyond the ages that we live, well beyond our 50s and 60s. But one problem is that we don't have a unified, across our country, definition of what health is. But what we do have is a very precise definition of what sickness is. And so what we have is our current standard way of operating. So it looks like this. So we live our life in any way we want until we get sick. Isn't that what most of us do? Isn't that what you do? Think about it. You do what you want, live your life however, eat whatever, ingest whatever, breathe in whatever, spray, use all kinds of things in your homes and on your property, on your grass, until we get sick. Now, when we get sick, though, we know what to do. We visit our healthcare system so that we can get fixed. We got to get that sickness fixed. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, unless it's a major, major sickness, 9 times out of 10, we get the perception of being fixed, because drugs do have a place. They play a role. That, you know, research and lab work shows that these components play a role in impacting the body organs. But once we get fixed, and then we do, the boomerang starts again, because we're happy, we take a vacation, and we start doing the same things that we were doing again. And that is eating, our main problem, eating the wrong kinds of things for our bodies and not knowing what the right kinds of things are. And even if we know what the right kinds of things are, not knowing how to combine them in ways that taste really awesome. Because don't we like food that tastes great? I know I do. I love food that tastes great. And there are some basic things I've learned. I love pasta, but I have learned that, this is just an example I'm throwing out there, that spaghetti squash tastes much better than pasta. It looks the same on the plate for the most part. And you put your sauce on it, and you have your pasta for your whatever dish it is that you're making. That's just one little example. And, you know, we can spiralize, and spiralizing is a little concept you use. You get your zucchini, you stick it in this thing, you turn it, and it makes spirals that look like spaghetti. There's so many things that, I'm going to be doing workshops on as we go forward, inviting you to come and partake and participate in those. But looking at our lives and the fact that disease is the centerpiece of our health system, it is the focal. Now, that does not mean that there is not a counterpart, because that's the area that I work in, the other side of the coin, the alternative area, the side where there is the natural focus, the focus on natural healing. And so disease does not have to be the focal point, but that's exactly what it is. And that's because we have so much, dysfunction in our body. And how does that occur? When you think about your body, like when you have a tummy ache, there is some dysfunction going on in your body. Something is not working right in your gut. And if you run and take a Tums, that might help for a minute. If you drink some cold water, that might help for a minute. That might get you from the point of pain right then and there, the point of discomfort, to the point of, ooh, now I can take a breath and go back to my whatever I was doing. But if we don't get to the root cause, and the root cause could be systemic in the body, actual food that we eat, the combinations of the different foods that we eat. I went to lunch yesterday with a friend. We ate at this really nice, restaurant. I like nice restaurants. But what I noticed, even as the food was coming by, was that there were spikes, there was stuff on the foods, I mean, vegetables and everything. And so I asked our waitress, they used MSG in their spices. She didn't know what it was. It is monosodium glutamate. It is a preservative designed to make foods last a long time, give them a shelf life. And why it's in most of our condiments and spices is just that, to make it last longer. But inside of the body, it wreaks havoc. And inside of my body, now, it doesn't impact everybody the way it impacts mine right away. It does impact everybody that consumes it over the course of their food consumption. But for some people, you ingest something with that chemical in it, and right away, something is wrong. And for me, it's the headache. I mean, immediately, I can eat something that has MSG or this thing called natural flavors. Watch out for it, because if you don't know what it is, call the company and ask them, what is in your natural flavors? And to be perfectly honest with you, go do your due diligence, do a Google search on natural flavors, and you will find things like beaver lip and beaver butt in it. And it's like, why is that in here? What does that do? And it just has caused us, my family, my daughter who has three children, it has caused her just to become a clean food person. They don't consume sugar. And this is just because of her doing what, guys? Diligence. Wanting to present the most wholesome, healthy, life-impacting foods to herself and to her family. And so when we look at the dysfunction that is created in our bodies because we are not just being aware. Self-awareness is one of the most critical components. And if you want to take note of anything, this is, I would say, the most important thing that I would leave with you today, although I'm not leaving right now, but for you to think about, and that's the types of needs our bodies have. you know, when we fulfill our body's needs, then we are doing something to keep ourselves whole and healthy. It can help us live a long, healthy life. And so what are those needs? Well, in the natural health community, we've discovered seven basic needs. And they are, you would think, no-brainers as I tell you this. Nutrient richness. Having the body is dynamic, is living. It has to be fueled. And so having the nutrients to fuel our body's needs, that's nutrient richness. Frequent movement. Tell me, especially as you are maturing, and it doesn't matter what age you are, you sit around a long, long time, you can hardly get up. Or when you do get up, you feel stiff. And that's because our bodies are developed to move all the time. That's how they are developed. We, you know, came from farming and foraging for our food. Are you getting enough sleep? So one of the third needs is sleep. Adequate amounts of sleep. It is my biggest challenge, my biggest issue. It has always been, even as a child, and my mother would make us, you know, it's time to go to bed, and I would find some reason to get up and go and try to do something else. And she would ask me, well, do you think you're going to miss something? It's going to be here tomorrow. You're not missing anything. Go lay down and go to sleep. So I have struggled with turning off my brain, my mind, every night, participating, leaning into the circadian rhythm that's built into my body. And that rhythm on about 8 hours of sleep and about 16 hours of work and other stuff that we do in the daytime. Another need is connection. Deep connection. Oh, my goodness. I hope you have friends. I hope you have at least one or two. Somebody that can provide some kind of social connection wherever you experience that. You know, I've seen old guys meet up to have a cup of coffee just to be with each other. You know, after church on Sunday or whenever you go, you know, afterwards, meet up with someone. Another one is to think, get in sync with nature. The physical body is in need of its environment. When you think about that, you, me, we all, we need the environment. We need sunlight. That's a major component of our environment. We get vitamin D from exposure to sunlight. So we need to just sync up with it. We need to walk. That's part of the syncing with nature. Part being very in tune to the seasons. So I love a place, living in a place that has the four seasons. I know that there are those who love just the sunshine year-round. My son is one of those. He lives on an island where there's sunshine year-round, 80 degrees year-round. For me, I like winter because I like seeing the snow. Don't like being in it. I don't make snow angels, but I like experiencing that at the extremities of the season. I like wearing my nice fur coats in the winter, and I can't do that in the summertime. I love the spring. Even though it makes my sinuses go nuts, I've learned how to work around that. I've hacked around that, haven't had a sinus attack in the past 7-8 years. Even though last week when things started to spring up here where I live, it did impact me. So I went into action. I go to war when my body starts to react to something. And the last thing of the seven types of needs is purpose. Why are you here? Why do you think you're here? Why do you think you even exist? That is probably the deepest question and the most important concern of all. That's why holistic coaching is my focus. Because people who have a sense of purpose take care of themselves more. Now, if your sense of purpose is a little warped, as mine was early in my life, in my adult life when I'm having children, my sense of purpose was to live for them, to live for my family, and I did not care for myself. I didn't take care. I cared for myself, but I didn't take care of myself, my health, the way that I should have. And so with those, I have another direction I'm going to go in. But, Peter, what say you?
Great information. And I want to be able to title this so people can hear it again. You mentioned seven things, but what are those? What is the title of those seven things so I can put it in the show notes for this radio show?
Okay, these seven things are what the body needs. So you could just say seven things that the body needs.
Got it.
Okay.
Perfect. Yep, yeah, this is excellent. No, great information. So all wonderful information, and I appreciate the stories that you tell with it as well, because it helps really make this stuff stick. And for those people that are, because we're running out of time, for those people that want to find you, how do they find you? I know that we have put together Sandra.news as a quick little thing just for some contact information. You're working still on your website, but for people that might be interested in taking advantage of your coaching programs, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, I do have a scheduling program site that's up, and so there are a couple of ways. They can text me at my telephone number, 317-407-8366. Text me. I'll see whatever their interest is, or whether they just want a conversation. Or probably the best way is to go to my Calendly site. And it's Calendly, C-A-L-E-N-D-L-Y. The root word of that is calendar. So it's calendly.com/ Hollow Body Coach, HOLOBODY. And on that site, they could pick a time. They see my available times, and they could pick a time. And I will get a notification and then connect with them at that time. We can have a conversation.
Excellent. Okay, good. So I'll make sure we put this in the show notes for this radio show as well. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows as well. Well, I thoroughly enjoy this and great information. And thanks for the help that you provide for me and everybody else relative to this wonderful information. We're going to catch you next week, and maybe we'll kind of expand on those seven things a little bit more, because I had some questions as you were going along. I just didn't want to interrupt. So we will speak to everybody next week. Thanks for everybody for being here. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.